Blog Talk Radio.
Living on top of the world. Hallelujah. That's what God wants us at. He wants us back into Eden. He wants us back living what we're supposed to live. Hallelujah. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're truly happy to have each and every one of you guys. I'm excited about the Word of God. I'm excited about what He's doing in such a time as this. We're living in a time where God wants His grace and truth. I came up with that because this is what we're supposed to be living under. Grace and truth. Grace and truth. Boy, that thing got to hit you. God said, I want y'all to live under grace and truth. Remember, Jesus Christ came by grace and truth. The old law was by Moses, but in these last days, God is operating under grace and truth. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask Pastor Bill if she'll go ahead and give us a word of prayer, and we'll get into the lesson for today. Hallelujah.
afternoon, everyone. Amen, amen. Thank God, thank God. The scripture I'd like to share is coming from Corinthians chapter 2 and verses, it's shown in chapter 2. Okay. Verses 9 and 10 from the King James, 1 Corinthians 2, verses 9 and 10. But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. Amen. Heavenly Father, for you today, thanking you, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for your blessings. We thank you, Lord, that we can come together and be saved spiritually. And we thank you, Lord, for your word, Father God. And Father God, we are so grateful, Father God, that you loved us so much that you sent your only begotten Son. And Lord, we are thankful that we're learning now, that we are preparing for our eternal life, Father God. So help us to have our hearts open to your word as our pastor teaches this word, Father God. We ask that you will bless him, use him mightily. Let the Holy Spirit just raise up in him as he continue to teach this word for us all to learn, Father God. Those that have called in, those that are listening by internet, Father God. And Lord, we find if anything that's not of you, Father God, that we can receive this word. We ask that you will be with all those who help us to keep them in, Father God. And be with those who are bereaved, Father God. We pray for our pastor and there was others that he had as well, but give him a peace of mind. For you said in your word, you will keep me in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee.